What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Coming to you live from, it's not really a consistent holiday tradition of talking about things we wish people gave us for free. That's right, it's holidays. It's holiday season. It's holiday, on Intermissal RSS, the official Rick and Morty podcast.
You want to do the first one
that I wrote?
No, I think that's perfect.
No, come on, you don't want me to do it?
Okay, do it.
Okay, here we go. Coming to you live from one of the days of Christmas. Can't tell you which one because that would be spilling the secrets of St. Nicholas. And we all know what St. Nicholas spilling secrets means for the things that we're talking about tonight here on Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm Travis.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brandon.
And we're doing Choose Your Own Intro.
Do you want to hear a third one?
Do you have a third one?
I can make one up.
All right, let's do the improv one.
Okay. Coming to you live from a smorgasbord of gifts dropped from high heaven onto your laps. Your laps. Not any laps. Your special laps. On Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast.
That's why we write them down in advance.
You want me to do a fourth one?
No. I'm just kidding. No. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for joining us. This is Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast. In case you didn't get that from one of the intros, I'm Travis.
Hey, and I'm Brandon. Thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, we're happy to be back. It is December by the time this podcast is hitting podcatchers around the world. We are recording live on Twitch and YouTube tonight. You can join us every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time if you want to catch the live video versions of the podcast. You can also follow us all over the internet on social media over at twitter.com/RickandMortyPod or facebook.com/RickandMortyPodcast. You can also send us an email, rickandmortypodcast@gmail.com. Find this show all over Reddit, rickandmortypodcast.reddit.com or rickandmorty.reddit.com, the official Rick and Morty subreddit. Or you can go directly to the source, rickandmortypod.com. That's the website for all of our episodes. As I mentioned, we are streaming live right now, youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm.
Look at you.
Or Twitch.
That's why we write it down, everybody.
That's why we write it down. twitch.tv/apatheticenthusiasm. That is the place to go to follow along and catch all of the bonus extra stuff before and after episodes. Head over to Twitch and follow us there. You can also buy our love at our TeePublic page. Speaking of gifts, you can go to apatheticenthusiasm.com/shop. And get some curated t-shirts or some t-shirts with our faces on them. And who wouldn't want that as a holiday gift, is a shirt with us on it, right?
Am I right?
Or go to patreon.com/rickandmortypod. Support the show directly. Oh, that's out of date. patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. That's the Patreon. We switched it, guys. It covers all of our podcasts to include Apathetic Enthusiasm and submitted for your approval. You can get exclusive podcasts over there as well as pre-shows and other goodies. So thanks for everybody that supports us at patreon.com. Brandon,
yeah.
How the heck are you doing? You feeling loose after all those intros?
Am I ever? I was feeling kind of loose going into the intros, right? And I'm still feel kind of loose. I'm still kind of. I haven't gotten any tighter.
Was what I'm saying. You know,
like there have been no tightening while I went through all those rigid social media links.
You know this. Before you go on a run, you limber up, right? You
got to stretch before and after. It's very important.
That's right. You stretch before and after. But after a run, you tend to get tighter. You know, you tighten up. Like if your posture is bad, you might tighten up around the shoulders and your neck might be sore the next day. Oh, you're right. But I'm not like that. I'm not tight. If this was a run, this is like the smoothest, most flexible, loose run I've ever done.
You're so loose. Well, let's not waste that looseness before you start to tighten up. And let's get right into our first segment, which is semi-pertinent news.
It's semi-pertinent news. It's semi-pertinent news, where you get the news and you get the news. Hey, everybody, come get the news. It's semi-pertinent news.
Ba-doop. All right, semi-pertinent news. We have very pertinent news, especially if you are listening to this on December 1st. Adult Swim has started the 12 Days of Rickmas. This is a contest, a giveaway that they're doing for the first 12 days in December. If you go to adultswim.wyng.com/12 days of Rickmas, or go to their social media. You can go to the Rick and Morty social media or Adult Swim social media. They're promoting it out there. They are giving away different surprise items. unless you read the official rules, surprise items out for the 12 days of Rickmas. So make sure you're following, make sure that you're checking in with that. You can win some free Rick and Morty stuff. Maybe some of it will be discussed in our holiday gift guide.
Ooh.
Maybe some of it will have also been featured in the Adult Swim Fest. Who knows? I mean, we do because we read the rules. But it's cool that they're doing that.
That is real. It is such perfect timing. It's like we're Adult Swim and us are just in cahoots. That we're in simpatico, and it couldn't be further from the truth. We're not tied to them.
We were planning this show, and I was like, oh, I was on social media. I was like, hey, they're starting this. We should talk about that tonight.
Yeah, we were like, hey. DMs, Adult Swim DMs. Look, we got this idea. You know, get your lawyers to draft it up, and we'll promote it.
How quick can you throw a multi-week contest together for the sake of our podcast? Huh? Yeah, like 5 minutes, 10? What?
Are the other companies who are partnered with you on board already? Because I can make some calls.
I can make some calls as soon as you give me their phone numbers. I can make those calls. It's not a problem.
that is cool. And looking at the rules, it's just real quick. You can find all the, and I think that's a legal thing where they have to, because you can't be gambling. Like they have to be very open about like what they're giving away. Head out there. Some cool stuff. There's one thing that I don't actually know what it is. Go check it out. Go to adultswim.com, YNG.com, 12 Days of Rickmas, and good luck. 10 people a day, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's 10 per prize.
10 per prize.
So, yeah.
So 10,
yeah.
10 people a day.
Yeah, that could be you. And if it is you, let us know.
Yeah. Hey, send us a tweet and send us proof of you receiving it.
Send us the item. That's proof. No, that's, you keep it. Enjoy it.
But speaking of getting things and enjoying it, new game systems are all the rage right now.
War never changes.
You got
to include the console wars of 2020.
You got the Switch, brand new. Nintendo just brought it out. It is selling like hotcakes.
The hot console on the market, that Nintendo Switch.
One of the surprising things, Xbox has a new console out. Sony came out with a system I hadn't heard of before. I guess they're calling it the PS5? Is it the 5?
That sounds accurate. I think it stands for PlayStation. So PlayStation 5. Yeah, it's a new idea. They have everything's new about it.
I thought it was like the Play Game Saturn.
Yeah, that's it. The Play Game Saturn.
The Play Game Saturn.
Sega Saturn. That's what it is.
Sega Saturn. Well, so PlayStation come out with a new console. It's all everywhere. You can't get it unless you are a bot or a bot developer who develops bots to buy as many PlayStation 5s as you can. 3,500, one source has done. And now they're trying desperately. So that's an apathetic enthusiasm topic. But this is Rick and Morty, and there's a PS5 ad that features Rick and Morty where they have yet again sold out for that haptic touch.
What I love about this ad is Rick, like, really not being involved in the commercial. It's all Morty standing with the PS5, like, trying to give a very poorly delivered promotion for the PS5. And Rick's just in the back counting cash, counting the money, and then critiquing everything that Morty does. Don't stand in front of the console. No, don't forget to talk about this. Don't do that. It's perfect. It's a great commercial.
It's perfect
for a console. If it's anything like the PS4, we'll never play. Yeah. So yeah,
it won't be the first brand new console I get. I will get the Xbox first. But because I have
for Xbox Bros.
Yeah, for Xbox, and because I have just way too much money that I need. I will buy PlayStation 5 eventually.
That's how you play video games, right, guys?
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, but all that aside, there's one final piece of the semi-pertinent news that we must get into. And of course, you know it, I know it, we both love it. It's a Dan Harmon Social Media Minute.
The Dan Harmon Social Media Minute. I'm so musically gifted, Brandon.
You are. So am I.
I will say this in the world of Dan Harmon's social media activity. The last few weeks have been pretty slow. I don't know if it is a surge in COVID-19. I don't know if the writer's room is operating at a fever pitch. It may have just been a holiday week. But there have not been a lot of posts on Dan Harmon's Instagram, which is pretty much the only place that he posts. But I will say his most recent post from November 18th is a photo of a pre-COVID New York circa 2015. And this is when he first started dating his now fiance, Normal Heller, on Instagram, Cody Heller. And there is a very long Dan Harmon-esque caption for this photo, which I will not read. I will encourage you to go out, follow Dan Harmon on Instagram if you want to read the whole thing. But it is an anniversary, happy anniversary post for Dan Harmon. So happy anniversary, Dan. Happy anniversary to Cody. And good luck. Keep chugging on.
From our family to yours, happy anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. Five-year anniversary yet?
It almost is. It almost is.
It's pretty close.
2017.
We've been podcasting at least 5 years, I think.
When do we start AE? It was like 2015, 2016.
Yeah, I don't know. Our relationship's as long as Dan's relationship with Cody.
Oh my god!
Our podcast relationship.
It's mirrored. It's mirrored.
Yeah. It's just like that.
Just like that. All right.
Well, anyway, that's the Dan Harmon Social Media Minute. Make sure to follow him at Dan Harmon on Instagram. All right. That's it for semi-pertinent news. It is now time for the reason you listen to this show. It's time for the main thing.
It's the main thing. And we're talking about Rick and Morty holiday gift guides. It's the main thing. I needed some like of those like ching 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 ching. I was trying to do like a Christmassy, like an upbeat kind of Christmassy thing.
Roll, you know? Shaking two D20s in your hand does not have the same kind of.
It doesn't do it. When I used to go to church as a budding Catholic, there's a part in Mass where they're doing the Eucharist and stuff like that, and like do this in memory of me. And the altar boys would have like a little four thing with the bells, those little bells, and be like, do this in memory of me, and it'd be like, and when I was like a 6 to 8 year old, I always want to be like, I want to shake those bells. I don't want to do anything else in this entire Mass, but I want to ring them bells.
I want to shake them bells.
I want to shake the hell out of them bells. Oh yeah. Anyways,
there you go.
We're here. The main thing. We did this back in 2018. This is how long it's been since we've done this. Last year we skipped it probably because there were actual episodes of Rick and Morty. But we thought it would be a good thing this year at the start of December instead of thinking about it like right at Christmas,
like December 20th when yeah. like the malls are closed and you can't get your gifts shipped in time.
Yeah. That none of these things actually apply. We thought it'd be a good idea at the beginning of December to look at some of the gifts that are out there, potential Rick and Morty gifts for any Rick and Morty fan in your life, and just break them down just simply into a couple different categories as far as cost goes. That's what we're going to do today. We've got some episode details here in the show notes. The way I'd set up the forms, it talks about episode details first, and so I want to highlight those episode details.
I want to say we use a Google form that Brandon created every time we make a new episode of this podcast, and it's structured for an episode of Rick and Morty. So anytime I start show notes using your form about an episode, like a non-episode podcast, I just have fun with it.
You just have fun with it. And it's true here as well. Episode details, air date, 2020, December 25th, written by Capitalism, directed by Greed. Our bronopsis, buy this stuff, bruh. You need more pickles in your life, bruh. So good. Congratulations, Travis. Yeah, maybe I don't go to you for musical improv, but I'm going to go to you to fill out these show notes.
thank you Brandon.
Yeah.
So the way we have broken up our holiday gift guide is basically people that you sort of know, people that you're good friends with, and then people that you have a life debt to. So basically gifts under $20, gifts under what, like 50, gifts under $100, and then we also have some gifts that are over 100 for the people that you really like. So first up on our list is some toys, some classic toys of old. Of course, we're talking about Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels leading the way. These are Rick and Morty themed Hot Wheels cars, and there's actually like I think 6 different ones you can get. Some different vans, as well as Rick's actual ship that you can also pick up.
These
are pretty cool.
Yeah, they. By the way, as we're doing this, periodically we might just talk about gifts of Rickmas past, and if we say that. We refer to things that aren't necessarily those gifts, but things that we have in our collection that we've picked up. If you've been to the Rickmobile, then you might have seen the Rickmobile, might have bought like the Hot Wheel looking Rickmobile as something that it's similar to that, but instead like there it's like a van, like a Pickle Rick van. It has Jaguar on the side of it, or it's a Ford Transit super van that one's on.
Super van.
yeah. It's a 66 Dodge A100 van is a Rick and Morty portal.
Yeah, Vans. The thing that you really want is Vans. I think the coolest one of these is the Rick and Morty like ship itself. And then they do like they have like a collector set. If you want to buy all of them, I think it retail like $70 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
for the whole set. So if you have someone in your life that is super into Hot Wheels and Rick and Morty. No brainer, guys. No brainer. Get the Hot Wheels. Get the Hot Wheels.
Yeah, it's a Yul Brynner. It's a Yul Brynner,
it's
guys.
It's a Yul Brynner. It's a Yul Brynner. moving on, another thing that we are fond of are trading pins, the enamel pins. These are just hot everywhere. And our friends over at Zen Monkey Studio, they do a great job with these pins. I didn't actually pull up pictures of these pins. I actually meant to grab my Zen Monkey pins. Maybe I'll just run over there and do it real quick. So why don't you talk about pins for a second?
Yeah, I have a couple of pins on my wall, my pin board right here. Ooh, look at that. The green screen kind of messes it up. So like there's one of them. By the way, if you're listening on a podcast and you're like driving, you're like, I can't see any of that, Brandon. But they're a good couple of cool pins. They average about $10 to $12 each. They're really good quality. I picked up a bunch on a sale a bit ago. ZenMonkeyStudios.com is where to go for that stuff.
Yes. My Blips and Chits one I'm fond of, as well as my President Morty with his glass of whiskey. Throwback to our pre-show. They're great pins, and the quality is fantastic. So if you have a pin collector, check out Zen Monkey Studios for those pins.
Yeah.
What are those range in price?
$10 to $12 each. Josh has he sets up collections for a handful of them, different collections for them. I tend not to get the collections normally because they always have one or two that I'm like, I don't really want that one or need that one, and then, like it ruins the whole I don't know why I don't just get them. Whatever.
Just get the collection. Just get it.
It's like if you have one M&M in a bowl full of Skittles, you're like, I don't know which one of these Skittles is going to be an M&M. I don't want any of the Skittles anymore.
That sounds awful.
Speaking of colors, though, next thing on our list is there over on Amazon. There are a handful of Rick and Morty coloring books. So, like adult coloring books are a thing nowadays. Maybe they've been that way for a good couple of years now, but there are some Rick and Morty coloring books with us having talked to the folks behind the Bird Person comic, Leonardo Ito, talking about like coloring, right? There is part of me that wants to get a Rick and Morty coloring book so I can also see like, I want to see what colors I can come up with and to make a scene dynamic. So those average kind of, you know, anywhere from like $11 to $15 out there.
Yeah, and with the art of Rick and Morty, like there's so many crazy creatures and characters and things. Like the Rick and Morty coloring books is just an opportunity if you really love the artwork to kind of, you know, put your own spin on it, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
And like still fairly cheap. Like you could still be like, yeah, here's a coloring book. I was thinking of you. Yeah,
here you go, 9-year-old son of mine. But talking about admiring the art, one thing I didn't appreciate as a kid, Travis, was calendars. And, well, guess what? 2021 is right around the corner. What better time to get your loved one a calendar of something they love, Rick and Morty, than Christmas?
That's right.
Go ahead.
So the Rick and Morty 2021, it's a 16-month calendar. Very stylized, I think, this year. It has all of the artwork in it has like these like blues and pinks and greens. I may have thumbed through it a little bit at the local Target recently. It's coming off of the 2020 calendar that that on that calendar said, I think, like the darkest year of our adventures or something, which the foreshadowing of that being that it's a 2020 calendar. None of that on the cover of this calendar. Much more fun and bright, you know. A great way to track the months of the year while also enjoying some Rick and Morty art.
last year's calendar was it felt like a fan made calendar in many ways. I don't know if you looked at that calendar. It was just like the classic images of Rick and Morty and all the characters just with their what, like a famous phrase and quotes next to it. And it was like something I would have come up with if I was like, I need to make a few bucks and I'm going to put this on a websites. So it's good. It's good to see that this year it's going to look better. So yeah, head out there. Got a couple things here. The next up is a game that Travis and I both have. We got this from Cryptozoic, the card and game manufacturer, and it is the Total Recall card game. This is the one, if you remember Total Recall, it's the one with all the parasites. And I don't remember if you and I played this together. We must have.
We had to. I think maybe you brought it out to my house when you came to visit while you were moving.
Maybe you were in Colorado with me. You came to visit me, and it was something like that.
There was a moment in the last few years where we played a hand of this game. I feel
yes,
like.
Yeah. And it is a fun game. There are two modes in this game, and we probably talked about this on the podcast at one point in time. There are two modes where you're basically trying to figure out who the parasite is, and if it's just two of you. There's a fun mode where you're working cooperatively, but if there's more than two of you, if there's three, for example, which is more than two, if my math serves me correctly, then one person will actually be the parasite, and you're trying to guess who that is as well, with everything going on. So that is a fun game. I recommend that. $15 out there. Real quick,
D Squeeze says we played it at Disney Springs.
Oh, wait, is that right?
I don't know if that's accurate or not, but maybe it is. Maybe we did. Maybe we played it there.
Where did we? Damn it! Where did? We'll talk about that in the after show. I'll make a note of it that our memories are bad because we're old people.
But while we're talking about board games, there are other board games and things that you can pick up for not a lot of money. One of those being, I want to get it up on the screen here. Rick and Morty Yahtzee. It comes Yahtzee. In a cool, a cool, Mr. Meeseeks ball, with, you know, some Rick and Morty character faces on the dice. Outside of that, it's just Yahtzee.
It's Yahtzee.
Also, if you're into, puzzles, which I've got a couple of those, I think, in here. Yeah.
That Yahtzee, $35, which isn't anything to shirk your wallet about. Those words don't go together.
I skipped into the next category with Yahtzee. But these puzzles will keep you under the $20 mark. We have the Rickverse puzzle, which is sort of like a hyper stylized version of that first planet, the Mega Seed planet that they go to in the pilot episode. This puzzle looks like a bear, just with the colors. It might be a good challenge.
Yeah.
To put together
that puzzle is in my background image, I think, like over there somewhere. But Chase Botwin, friend of the show, on Twitter, mentioned that is a badass looking puzzle. So shout out to him. And he sent me a screenshot of that highlighted in the picture that I posted a couple days ago.
The other puzzle on the list is the Shy Pooper puzzle. This is a 1,000 piece puzzle of Rick sitting on his private throne in his private pooping place. You know, I've done two puzzles in the last week, or 2 weeks, mostly due to COVID. Everybody loves puzzles.
You did two puzzles?
Puzzles, right?
Jeez.
Well, I did a puzzle, and then because I was in quarantine for 2 weeks, so I did a puzzle in quarantine, and then I came out of quarantine, and my son had bought a Pokemon puzzle that he had like barely started, and I was like, "Bro, like you did it on the dining room table. We gotta eat." Like, so I just started slapping jigsaw pieces
slapping
together.
It looks nothing like Pikachu. It actually it was like a
fight poster for like a boxing match type fight.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But it was like I like Charizard versus Gyarados or something. So it was like red and blue.
You haven't seen the two sides, right? You haven't seen The Fly with Jeff Goldblum?
I've seen clips of it.
Okay.
I haven't seen
okay.
the whole
okay.
movie.
Okay. All right. Next time you go into quarantine, that is a movie you have to watch. Because I was going to make a reference about Pikachu looking like the fly at the very, very end when it's mixed with Machine. And you wouldn't have gotten it. So
no.
Anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't know what image you're going to pull up next, but I want to talk about this herb grinder. Well, there's two things. There's I'll talk about this drink float here in a minute.
Okay, so we can pull up the herb grinder, which falls into our most unique gift, I think, or most eccentric gift. Cuz you know, you never know, like maybe someone in your family really loves fresh herbs. And they maybe have them for medical reasons or whatever it might be. Maybe they just really enjoy them. But this allows you to grind those herbs down. Yeah. So if you're like have a lot of fresh oregano on hand, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
Rick herb grinder.
I saw this on Amazon, and I think humans are so accustomed now to seeing something online that says herb and being like, okay, all right, look, slow down with your CBDs and your pot. All right. We know you're legal and you're getting legalized. We don't need that. You on Amazon now too. It's fine. Actually, I'm okay with that. But so my first thought was like, man, they're getting really bold with this herb grinding. And I was like, oh, well, right, thyme, oregano, rosemary, all that type of stuff. But I was like, I don't know if anybody will ever want to buy this. I don't know why this niche type of gift is there, but I wanted to talk about it.
It has a Pickle Rick face on it.
grind your herb 17, and plus I don't think you're supposed to grind those buds. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you're supposed to grind.
No, I don't, Brandon.
I don't need
but if you're not into herbs and maybe you've got a pool where you like to enjoy a beverage, then maybe this Rick and Morty drink float is more your speed. this is an inflatable Rick and Morty ship that is perfectly sized to hold your red Solo cup of beverage. You fill it with air and it floats around the pool. This I think is actually kind of cool. And how much is this?
It's like $17.
Yeah. So still under that $20 category. We're starting to get into that. Like I'm a little bit more than an acquaintance. We're going to start getting that like under $100, but over $20 category with some of these. But yeah, like, and with that in mind, maybe your drink likes to float, but then what are you going to do? Like tread water the whole time?
You can't do that. No, you got to float. You got to float too. You got to be like that clown from that one scary movie.
Yeah, we all float. So make sure to get your own, human sized, pool float as well, with the giant trash can inflatable, you know, propulsion mechanisms on the side. This is cool. If you got a pool,
if you got,
it does not come with the shirtless dude in the picture. Sorry. If you're watching on stream, shirtless dude, not included on the pool.
That is too bad. I just wish I had a pool to be able to enjoy that more. It's just not the same in the bathtub or the shower even.
It's not the same. I'm trying to find where's the full size pool float. I'm getting all out of order.
Oh, well, it looks like you have the full size pool float. I thought that was right.
No, yeah, I'm just trying to find a price on it.
Oh, okay. No, it's in the second category. It's yeah. $30. $30.
Still good.
Still good. Scary Terry folds. Well, I just want to say, point this out. Watching on Facebook, saying that the drink float comes with two. And I just want to say that he probably has all of these things that we're talking about. So yes. if you're trying to get him any gifts for Christmas, you know what? Probably want to look somewhere else.
What do you get for the man that has everything? That's everything Rick and Morty anyway. God, that man is Scary Terry Folds.
Philosophy.
Make sure to follow him on Instagram to see his amazing collection of Rick and Morty items.
Yeah.
Let's move on to some printed media, if you will. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a few books that you can get. Something that we were ranting and raving about over the last year was the Rick and Morty versus D&D comic series. You can get volume 1 and volume 2 coming out. These are about $20 for the paperback version. I like the hardback version of season or volume 1. This book is phenomenal. If you are into Dungeons and Dragons and Rick and Morty and you have not read this yet, do yourself a favor, go check it out. If you buy these trade paperback versions, you also get to see all the different like variant covers and things like that. Those are all listed in the back, and the hard copy actually has a small D&D adventure as well that you can play with your friends if you want to enter the Temple of Glorb and have a little pre-made one-shot adventure with your D&D friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure to check that out.
Yeah, and so volume 1 and volume 2 are both for $20 out there. You pick them up. I didn't finish volume 2. But it was still like the first two issues that I did read were just as good as the first. So I, you know, highly recommend. You mentioned the little campaign, not even a scenario,
like a one shot type thing. Yeah.
In the back, those aren't explicitly Rick and Morty. They're very, very loosely Rick and Morty, if anything. Mm-hmm. But there is elsewhere on our list is the D&D. Versus Ram D&D set, which you can pick up, which is tailored towards Rick and Morty. That is $30 out there. I put it as collectibles. I don't know why. It's because it's actually a game. But yeah, like that is still something that we're gonna do someday. But
we keep talking about it and then going back to Arayu. yeah. But I will say I have gone through the this Rick and Morty set. It comes with a DM screen. It comes with a rule book. This is a great set if maybe you and your friends want to start D&D and not everybody's familiar with the game. You have some brand new players. There are pre-generated character sheets in here that are based on the characters from the Rick and Morty vs. Dungeons and Dragons comics. And then what I really like about it is the campaign book is written like Rick wrote it. So the language and the perspective of the campaign is written like Rick is the dungeon master. So highly recommend this for your D&D and Rick and Morty fans. And then hopefully we'll play it someday.
hope isn't a course of action as I'm told sometimes. We just have to do. Since we're talking about books, I kind of messed this up with the D&D stuff, but there are a couple of other books out there. Of course, The Art of Rick and Morty is out there. James Siciliano is credited for it. A great book. It is big. It is full of art. We talked with Sabrina Mati about it at some point in time. She's got some turnarounds in there. It's so cool. I love art books, even though I never look at them. I think that's the appeal of art books, is you buy them and then you set them on your coffee table and you're like, look how cultured I am.
Yeah, coffee table books. I have like a handful of art books that live down at the bottom of the shelf where it's like, oh, that's a pop culture, you know, property that I really enjoy the art of. Let me get the art book and then I can go back years from now and appreciate the art without being like, how do I play Overwatch again? I don't, WASD, what? So yeah, art books are great. And the Art of Rick and Morty Volume 2,
yes,
is available, I believe, for pre-order. Is that correct?
Yeah, pre-order. It's coming out in 2021. Right now, we bought that art book. Right now, I think that art book is like $20 or something like that.
They're usually average around like 50. Okay,
The first volume is $28 out on Amazon. The pre-order one is $80, and I'm not really sure why it's so much. I think they're going to add some extra stuff to it, but that's what I caught it out there. So if you have an art lover out there, if you have someone who appreciates the animation process and some behind the scenes stuff, highly recommend that piece.
Yeah, I will say when I bought the original art book, it only goes into like season two, I think, maybe parts of season two. So there's a lot of other great art from the show that is not in the original art book. So I'm excited to take a look at this second volume. And it looks like it's got like some stickers or little other collectibles with it as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's be something to check out.
Yeah. It's something to check out, Travis. At least something. Moving down list. I must have messed up my categories because it's not matching up right here on my spreadsheet. And so I apologize to me. Travis doesn't care. I'm apologizing to me.
I just have to scramble to find the picture once I figure out what we're going to talk about.
Okay. Well, why don't you pick the next thing?
All right. Let's talk about t-shirts.
Okay.
everybody has to wear clothes, and there are no shortage of Rick and Morty t-shirts, although some of them are better than others. This first t-shirt is actually a Pocket Morty's t-shirt. If you're a fan of Pocket Morty's, the mobile game, this is a recipe guide t-shirt that actually has the recipes for how to make a bunch of different I don't know, what are they called in Pocket Morty's?
Yeah, like things. If you played Pocket Morty's, you know that you can like find stuff on the ground, and then you can create like antimatter, you can create portals, and you can create batteries and stuff like that. And so the shirt is just the recipes of you put this together, you put that together, and you get this. It's one of those shirts. I don't even have a term for it. I should come up with a term for it. There's probably a term for it already. Of you are the you and a very select few people are going to understand this reference. And when somebody gets it, then you're gonna be like, yes, you're the man.
I see you, fellow human. That's a good one. We just got done talking about D&D, but this is a sort of crossover Rick and Morty D&D. It is in the style of like the original Dungeons and Dragons cover art, but this has some slut dragons on it instead, and some old wizards and things like that. So I don't know. I think this is a pretty good shirt. While we're sticking with shirts, this one's a little bit harder to see on the video, but this is a Butter Robot shirt. This one I believe is available at Hot Topic, and again we'll have links to all this stuff for you guys so that you can so if you go to the show notes you'll be able to get links to all of these items. But this is like a deconstructed Butterbot, so sort of like a blown out isometric blueprint of the Butter Robot, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I look, there are so many shirts out there, and I spent maybe about 2 hours just going through a bunch of gifts, and I saw like just clothing, shirt after shirt after shirt after shirt. And I realized, you know, if you like shirts, go to Tee Public.
apatheticenthusiasm.com/shop.
Hot Topic, anywhere. There are so many cool shirts out there. These are like the first three that jumped out. And, you'll find something that sticks with your you or your family or friends' sensibilities.
Absolutely. What else we got? I mean, what better than the show itself? If you know a fan of the show that enjoys physical media, then season 4's Blu-ray came out a couple of months ago. You can pick up season 4 just about anywhere. And if season 4 is like your first one, you can also pick up all the other seasons. Pick up every season of Rick and Morty on Blu-ray.
The special features get really great to non-existent.
Yeah, varying quality on the special features. But we love the commentaries on the first few seasons. And if they don't like physical media, then maybe just get them an HBO Max subscription where you can catch every episode of Rick and Morty on there as well. So, you know, this is so that, you know, when HBO Max goes away, I can say, well, I still have them.
Yes.
But right.
Because you will always own your physical media.
Exactly.
HBO Max, they can die tomorrow. Mr. HBO Max could have a heart attack or a stroke tomorrow. And
then where are you? Yeah. Where are you in your Max's?
Where's Max's legacy? Dead. It's buried. You know, he can't
buried
he can't.
In the backyard.
You know, talk about the DVDs. Already mentioned one game. There are a handful of games that we want to talk about that are out there that we've played in various shapes or forms. Probably me, because I have more board games, which is funny because, you know, it's just Chelsea and me and the 9 year old. It's not necessarily ideal for board games. He's getting older.
You underestimate how many board games we have at this house.
That's true. But the first board game, I reviewed it. I did like a, you know, back when I was trying to do YouTube stuff, which surprisingly has more views than I thought would have, is the Anatomy Park board game, which is also by Cryptozoic. It's out there. This game is really, really unique and is fun. It's fun because it's a tile type game. Same thing with like Haunting on House of the Hill or Betrayal at the House of the Hill, where like you set up your tiles and you're building a theme park as you go. It's kind of like a SimCity-ish sensibility to it. It's the second time I said sensibility in this episode, by the way. It is really cool. I've played it. I would love to play it more now that I actually am looking at it again. I'm like, oh shit! Oh yeah, I have that. We should play it. High recommend. It's only 20 out there on Amazon. That's not the only game that we have. I'm the one. I'm the one with all the board games right here in front of me. So also, Rick and Morty Munchkin.
Oh yeah, I need to pick up a copy of that one, I think.
Yeah,
so that I have one at my house too.
If you don't know what Munchkin is, Munchkin is like the beginner's intro to like fantasy role playing with like building up character. Like if you haven't played World of Warcraft, you haven't played any of those type of games, you're like, oh, here's some fantasy tropes, and okay, we're building off of it. Well, not saying that Munchkin Rick and Morty is good for that, but it has some of that sensibility to it. It's fun. high recommend for Rick and Morty Munchkin. There is a Pop Funko. We don't have any other Pop things on this list because they're just so many. If you want something, go get it. You can find it, I'm sure.
Go get some pops. Yeah, it's easy.
But they do have a Pop does have a series of board games where you can mix and match the boards. So there's like Golden Girls out there. There's Harry Potter.
There's
a Jaws one that I saw, which actually I'm like, oh, I may all get that. But there are two figurines in it. There is a single board. You just play it with two players. I played it with my son. It was all right. It was all right. The expansions I think would be great. If you had more people, it would be better. The game that Chelsea really likes is this game also by Cryptozoic called The Morty Zone, which is based off of the premiere episode of season 4. Rick Die, Rick Pete. And it is a dice game. It is a dice game. It's hard to explain, one, because I haven't played it in a while, but I can't remember what it's compared to, but basically like you're rolling die and you're trying to
Mises Yahtzee.
I guess in a way it is kind of Yahtzee-ish, but you're trying to, you probably can't see this as much, but you're trying to get rid of numbers and you're trying to mark down numbers as you go.
I have that game. I think it's called Quicks. That's what that game is, like, that is a fantastic game.
It is good. It is.
Can
a good
you only
game.
Move like left to right on certain numbers and right to left on other numbers or something like that, or like certain colors or something?
No. You don't move left to right. You erase the number. So if like you roll your two dice and you get a two, then you erase the two.
Do two of the rows count up and two of the rows count down, and you can't move backwards or something like that?
I don't know.
Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. I have a game that's like that. That's phenomenal. We love playing.
You like roll two dice, and if you get like a, say it's like a one and a two, you can say I want to take one die, and that's the one, or I take the second die, which is a two. So you cross off the one, or you cross off the two, or you add them up and you cross off the three. And so that is how the rounds are played.
All right. You should
Farkle. There it is. Farkle. Okay.
It's Farkle.
No, that's true.
this other game, if you have somebody in your life whose distinct fandoms include Rick and Morty and the new hit Netflix show The Queen's Gambit, if some person falls into that Venn diagram, then we have the game for you, and that's the Rick and Morty collector's chess set. This is a chess set that all of the figures are Rick and Morty characters. So obviously you have Rick, Morty, you have Snuffles, Snowball in his mech suit. All of the pawns are Meeseeks. You also have Phoenix Person, Gearhead. There is a Worm Jerry, is a Rook, the Tough Summer from the sort of Mad Max sort of area. All kinds of, there's an evil Morty, queen. So lots of little characters. So if somebody's getting really into chess because of the hit show on Netflix, Queen's Gambit, which will be discussed on an upcoming episode of Apathetic Enthusiasm, maybe next week.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason you'd buy this is the Queen's Gambit.
Otherwise, it's a chess set.
It is a chess set. My favorite chess set is my Simpsons chess set. So I want to see the quality of the pieces, and I will probably pick this up, or I might try to win it on the 12 days of Rickmas. Spoiler: it's one of the days. Go look
is
at the
it,
rules.
Is it one of the days?
Yeah, it
go
is. Yeah, go look at the rules.
How much is that chess? That chess set is
like 70,
$69.99. So 70 bucks for that chess set. So, I mean, here we're getting into. I'm going to be real honest with you guys because they're not paying us to do any of this. Looking at the pictures of this chess set, I hope they're painted well because the the pieces did not look to be painted that great on the box art. So, I mean, if somebody loves chess and Rick and Morty, pick this up for them. If they're just into, you know, cool figures and stuff like that, then maybe stick with figures. If you want to do something that's like a little bit more than just like a pop vinyl figure, maybe pick up Slippery Stairs, the the lovable slug from Morty's first adventure, where that they ride down the stairs. This one is a pretty good quality collectible figure that is not gonna absolutely break the bank. It is still under $100 for old Slippery. This would be a cool item to have like on your desk or something like that. If you're a big Rick and Morty fan.
On Amazon, it looks like there's only one left in stock. So order soon, Amazon Bezos tells me, specifically. Kid Robot is the designer of that figurine, which they do good stuff. Before we move on to the more expensive things, there's one piece of tech that you and I, we both really enjoy. You got to hit them up directly. That's right. Our pocket operators, the Teenage Engineering pocket operator PO-137, still such a cool thing. It is always hanging next to me. I don't play it nearly as much as I would like to play with it because I forget about it because it is so small.
I had this on a plane once and I was just like making little beats and stuff while I was on a plane, and somebody that I work with, we're on the trip together, and like after we landed and everything, they're like, "What was that thing you were messing with?" Because honestly, if you don't buy any kind of like protective case or anything like that, it's a very kind of bare bones circuit board looking device. The Rick and Morty one has some great art. The screen on it is all Rick and Morty artwork as well, and then it comes preloaded with like 16 or I think 15 different Rick and Morty sound bites that you can use to make your favorite techno hip hop mixes. I don't know if you can play one of those.
Hours of enjoyment.
They're really, if you've never messed around with pocket operators, if somebody is really into, you know, making music and things like that, definitely check these out. Pocket operator is probably going to set you back about $95 for the PO-137 version. But we did a whole thing on the pocket operators in a previous episode. So yeah, check these out. They're a lot of fun.
So cool. It could be really fun. I'll mess with it later. R10 and X making some PO music. We will someday, and maybe I'll get like 7 different ones of these because that company is solid.
They're legit. I need to get some new AAAs because I think my batteries are dead in mine. otherwise I'd mess with them as well. But yeah, we really do need to make some pocket operator music. Finally, shout out to B-Tom. If you caught our Adult Swim Fest episode, we did an interview with B-Tom from Miracle Seltzer. They are still slinging that pickle seltzer out there, so if you have a seltzer fan in your life, you can pick up a pack of pickle seltzer from Miracle Seltzer. $25 will get you a case of that, and surprise somebody, the pickle fan in your life, with some Miracle Seltzer. All right,
or enter the 12 days of Rickmas. It's one of the days. Okay.
Yeah, pay attention to Rickmas, guys. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty. These are the cream of the crop, the tippity-top. These are the over $100 items that are for only the nearest and dearest Rick and Morty fan in your life, or for yourself because you got a ton of gift cards and you don't know what to do with them. So first off, this figure is these are awesome. These are from Mondo. These are the Mondo 11.5-inch figures with Pickle Rick and Rat. If you're watching the video, excuse me, this comes with Rick and Morty, but you don't just get one option, right, for Rick and Morty. You get three different Rick heads, three different Morty heads, to include an evil Morty head. You get replaceable arms. There's accessories. There's Morty's Mind Blowers helmet. There's Plumbus. There's what you call it?
Like a
portal
rat.
Gun. There's all kinds of stuff. There's so these are high quality large figures, and you can mix and match and kind of swap them out. They look really great, and like having like almost a foot tall statue of Rick that you can kind of swap different things out with it. It's awesome.
Yeah, that deluxe set looks like it's sold out right now on the website. But that is really cool. They have a lesser set for 100 even. And that is it's Rick and Morty with exchangeable heads. The Morty's Mind Blower helmet is on there with interchangeable memories, so you can change the color out. But that is out there. Mondo has a couple of other things since we're on the topic of Mondo. There is one that's coming out. It's on pre-order, and this is what you do for pre-order. It's a Rick and Morty statue, and this is the tippity top. This is the most expensive thing other than like a pinball machine that you might want for your Rick and Morty fan in your life. It's an exclusive, and what it is it's Rick and Morty standing on top of a rock, and there's like a portal on the bottom that's kind of true. It might be a portal, it might be like acid or some kind of green goop, but there's tentacles coming out there. Morty's looking scared. Rick is looking happy with some kind of portal gun. And this deluxe Mondo exclusive has Squanchy wrapped in one of the tentacles. Looks like he's pretty scared. This exclusive is in pre-order $270. That's how much this one is. It looks really cool.
It would look great on top of the speaker right here that currently has a pop with like the snake jazz snakes and stuff and Space Rick on it. But I mean, this is for the person that goes above pop vinyls are below them, and they really want these kind of collectibles.
So Scary Terry, when you get this, let us know.
Yeah, send us a picture. Let us know how it looks. A couple other things. These are gifts that haven't always been. I mean, like the soundtrack on vinyl, right? This is a two record set. This was available at the first Adult Swim Fest. These are harder and harder to get your hands on. So this is like $100. I think you can find it on Amazon now.
Yeah.
But if you have a vinyl lover in your life, record vinyl, then this is a good option. I listen to them on Spotify. They're still the music's still great. But I regret not picking up this set out at the Adult Swim Fest because now I have a record player and I could actually use it.
Yeah. I haven't opened mine up. I'm afraid to.
I'm afraid to.
Travis, what can I say?
You're a scared person. You're a scared person. And then finally, the other high priced item that we will name drop is of course the Butterbot. The Butter Robot is available. This was announced at the most recent Adult Swim Fest online. These are still in pre-order. You can pre-order them now at, I think it's thebutterrobot.com. You know, keep your eyes on that Rickmas giveaways as well with this one. But this is going to be like a programmable robot that you can actually, you know, move around and use to pass your own butter at home. We're going to get more information about the Butter Robot in an upcoming episode. So if you are particularly excited about this gift, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, following on social media or over on Twitch or YouTube for an upcoming episode where we will be discussing more about the Butter Robot.
Yes. And I do want to say this, the Butter Robot, when it was first announced, I was kind of ho-hum about it. The Butter Robot is created by a company called Digital Dream Labs, which a lot of people may not know that unless you have kids who are interested in robots and programming, because Digital Dream Labs came up with this robot called Cosmo. Which I bought my son for Christmas last year, and basically it's a robot that like it has a camera on it recognizes your face, and you can program it to remember your face. So you know, my son was like, look at the camera, and I looked at the camera, and then he programmed a name for it. It's like Dad. And so whenever this little robot is like rolling around like the kitchen table, and it turns to me, it's like, whoa, hello, Dad. But then it looks at Chelsea, my wife.
What like, is my purpose?
Hello, Mom. What is my purpose? And it has little arms in it, and there's little blocks that go with it. So it'll you can play games with it, and it will recognize the blocks, and it'll be like, it'll go grab a block, and it'll go stack it on top of another block. Once I realized that Digital Dream Labs is doing the Butter Robot, like my interest jumped dramatically, because I know how cool that stuff is. And especially for kids who are like learning programming and learning basic scripting, I was like, okay, yeah, you fucking sold me.
You sold me on the Butter Robot. Yeah.
So I'm excited to learn more about them and talk to you folks about it in a future episode. But those are only on pre-order. Those are pre-order. They ship in like April or May time frame.
So you're gonna have to like print out a picture of it and wrap that. But but if you're interested in it, definitely hop in those pre-orders. Pre-orders like 147 right now, and those are gonna jump up once they hit retail fully. I think probably more than 200. I think is what I saw for those. So yeah, take advantage of that pre-order if you can.
Now a couple things. Those are the things that jumped out at us that we think that any Rick and Morty fan that you care about would be interested in. And if they don't have this stuff already, there are a few things that, we reached out on social media, and some folks sent back to us, primarily Scary Terry Folds. I already mentioned, Chase, Into the Rick First, the puzzle, the Rick and Morty dice game that is not Yahtzee, that is not the one true Morty, the Morty Zone dice game, that is coming out. I think that's coming out in the next couple. I have a link here. I don't know why I don't just click it. It's from Entertainment Earth, $8. This one, it's coming in January 2021, so it'll be a little bit late to the stocking stuffer.
Yeah, New Year's present. I don't know. maybe pick it up for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, maybe pick it up for Valentine's Day. A couple of geekjerseys.com. They have some cool jerseys out there. Geek jerseys, if you will, of scary Terry. There's a Squanchers jersey, and then there is a Pickled Rick's jersey. And they look like they don't look like football jerseys, but they kind of look like hockey jerseys. They're pretty cool. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
He just set those.
They kind of remind. I mean, they almost remind me a little bit of like what I keep wanting to say. Silent Bob, Kevin Smith, like used to wear all the time. Like when he just used to wear hockey jerseys all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's some solid ones in here, to include Scary Terry's number 13 jersey, which is pretty great.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then a final shout out to Ghosts of Rickmas Past. I have do yourself a favor. Even though Symbiote Studios doesn't do any Rick and Morty plushes anymore, they still have some really, really good products. I know they have Omar, my buddy Omar, just told me about a Transformer stuff that Symbiote Studios is doing. For the podcast listeners, I'm showing a Lawyer Morty and a Stool Morty plush. They are such good quality. So I wanted to give them a shout out because they've always done good products, and they were working with us back in the season 3, season 4 break, and the timing didn't work out for anybody. So
but I mean, the quality of those plushes were fantastic. I don't know if you can find any more of the Rick and Morty stuff, but if you play Overcooked, I mean, they got Overcooked stuff on there.
Yeah.
Shovel Knight, Transformers, all kinds of good stuff. So go check those out. Once again, if you heard any of these gifts, if they piqued your interest, check out the show notes or head over to our website for a full list of all of the gifts from the holiday gift guide, and we'll have some links so that you can pick those up. Thank you guys so much for listening to these. I mean, the world of Rick and Morty merchandise is vast and far reaching. Just about anything you can think of, you can get with like a Pickle Rick on it. But a lot of this stuff is stuff that either we've played or the designs of it really stood out to us as being, you know, something that kind of rises above the general, you know, Target rack, Rick and Morty shirt or something like that. So, if you have other gifts or things that you absolutely love, whether it's something you've received or something that you're getting for someone, share those with us. Head over to Twitter, at Rick and Morty Pod. Let us know. We'd love to share those as well. And just thanks for gifting. Happy gifting, guys.
Happy gifting. Happy gifting. Happy holiday season to everyone. This won't be the last time we talk to you in the month of December, but we do want to say, you know, merry holidays to everyone. Yeah.
With a punch in the face. We have to cover our last segment of the show, which is of course listener suggestions and short outs.
Of course,
we've had some fantastic folks here in the Twitch chat. D Squeeze always holding it down, hosting us. Big thanks to Buttery Brown Skin who followed us recently, and then of course Scary Terry Folds, R10 and X, both sharing tons of stuff, including all of those geek jerseys. And then Restream Bot always hanging out in the chat. We love having the bot that helps us with that. And with that, I will say, if you are a fan of the video versions of the podcast, or you like watching live on Monday nights, make sure you head over to twitch.tv/apatheticenthusiasm, because we are getting ready to sort of mix things up with how our videos and our live streams are going to be working. So if you want to make sure you're there Monday nights for live recordings, then head over to Twitch. Make sure you're following over there. Doesn't cost you anything. And then, of course, we will still maintain our YouTube with Apathetic Enthusiasm, where you can catch videos over there as well. So, Brandon, any final thoughts? Any last minute gift suggestions?
The last thing I can offer to you, a gift, if you will, a gift from me to you, is the gift of caring for your fellow human being. Take that as you may, but please take it in good faith. And in good tidings, and make sure that you wake up every day charged, recharged with the gift of life, the gift of knowing that you are a human on this planet today, tomorrow, and even when you die, the next day. I'm Brandon Cruz, and this was Interdimensional RSS.
All right, and I'm Travis. Thanks, guys. We will see you next time.
Goodbye.